Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Everything rather quiet today?
No, sir. We got our fellows a little bit excited up on the hill.
And, yeah?
What? Over the Kennedy thing, and we got more than just a wire service story, although we got that out of Dole and Scott, Ford, Aaron. Scott was on CBS News tonight.
And
he just cut the hell out of Kennedy. And Roger Mudd came on afterwards and said even Senator Mike Mansfield had to admit that what Kennedy did last night was going to be a threat to political harmony in the Senate this year. He really kind of slapped him down. And you'd have been proud of your boys.
They were great.
They really stood up. I mean, the statements which I got them all here, and I won't bore you with them, but they're really tough. I mean, as they call Kennedy an adolescent, and
good. That's good. That's the thing to do.
Adventurism. Talk about how they got us into the war. You're getting us to Aaron. He really cut him apart, as did Dole, who's out of the building. Talked to Bob today and told him about those two books. And it sounded to me, I could hear the sigh of relief on the other end of the phone. I said, I'll just tell you, Bob, you'll never believe it, but people don't care, and one guy doesn't, at least not the president I'm talking about. He said, that's the only guy I care about. I said, oh, thank God. Then went out this afternoon and cut Kennedy's nuts off. It was very good.
That's a good day.
Well, I think we'll get it. As a matter of fact, we started a system up there with him today, Mr. President. We had the Clark McGregor got them in, and we had the leadership meeting, and we had Noel Cook up with him, and we've got a whole system worked out in this session, which I really think is, I think maybe we can make this thing work, and their spirits are great. There wasn't one of them who...
They seem to come back pretty up, huh?
Very up, and Scott in particular.
Ehrlichman had that impression. He was up there for a part of it, apparently, and said he thought that they seemed to be very optimistic.
Yes, Ehrlichman was there when they were talking about the State of the Union and the upcoming program, and they are. They're apparently very upbeat. Noel Cook worked with them all afternoon, and he said their feelings are good, and they're kind of itching for the battle, and they're all very bullish about you and where we stand, and a lot of comments about Muskie seeming to peter out. Of course, Mary McGrory nailed it. The very thing we were talking about this morning.
Hit him today?
Well, she pointed out that Kennedy has now needled Muskie by making Muskie look bland and mild.
Let me see you do that tonight.
Yes, sir. I didn't see it. Well, nobody's
very interested.
Well, the people around here read Mary McGrory.
Oh, of course.
And the people in town, but it was a very...
He said that Kennedy was so interesting and Muskie was so dull.
Exactly. And
that's what's going to happen.
Well, here's the lead. Nothing is more irritating to a man in the throes of composition than to have a clamorous rival deliver a polished and eloquent critique of what he was about to say. And then goes on to point out that, Kennedy is speaking into you, Hart, but then said that he seemed to be telling Muskie that he really ought to get out there on the tough questions that he expected to beat next. Went on to talk about how bad he was and beat the press. Muskie was. But saying that
Teddy was bad
and
he was
oh, yeah. And saying that Teddy makes him... Muskie accepts Teddy as head coach. It's the kind of thing that just squeezes those guys very hard.
Right.
So, talked about how edgy he was defensive and beat the press. Now the reporter said it was golden. And he says, Teddy showed how easy it was. That's great. I don't think it's so bad having Teddy up front. I've got Elliot Richardson tomorrow putting out a speech that very strongly takes Teddy on the civil rights and really hits him very hard.
Good. Well, he's the one to do that.
Elliot
knows our record is good.
Well, and he should defend that side of it. I mean, we don't want to start that issue because it doesn't really help us. But
no,
Elliot,
but let's at least get the truth out.
Yeah, and Elliot loves to take Teddy on. You remember he took him on up in Boston that time.
Right.
Really,
but the way to take him on is not on the record. With rhetoric. Use rhetoric on him.
Oh, yeah. Well, Elliot,
since they say that he's an unconscionable, vicious,
he's got the word in there, vicious distortion of one of the most brilliant records in the civil rights. Yeah, he did very well.
Good.
He read me some of it tonight, and I think it's
good.
So that was a good plus. The market was up again today pretty substantially. It was up.
I noticed that. I saw it.
I guess it was up
5 or 6 points on 21 million.
6 points and, yeah, 21 million and 4 points yesterday. So that's a healthy couple. Of course, the housing start figures that were out today were spectacular. They came out for all of last year, showing for the first year in history over 2 million. And the biggest housing year ever, and the starts are continuing at their present rate with declining mortgage interest rates. Pastor was predicting that the housing market would increase again next year. So,
yeah.
There's some fairly, there really is some pretty good bullish stuff on the economy. And apparently the street is reflecting that.
Well, we'll take a little knock next week with the budget and all that, but that's all right.
Well, I think we've set the stage fairly well for that, Mr. President. The star had it yesterday or post this morning, but the 35 million figure is now pretty well floated out, and there won't be any big shock to people. And I'm not so sure that among some of our more conservative friends, the deficit is going to be a political problem. The
deficit is not a problem, unless it creates inflation.
That's right, and I think among the general public, the issue now is jobs. The inflation issue is over with, and if they think we're creating an expansionary economy, I don't think that's going to be an issue.
The Muskie people, I think, probably are looking at their whole card of the country. They can't allow this negative stuff to go on for very long. Of course, the press may drop it very soon, because they don't want to hurt him.
Well, the thing they can't do, Mr. President, is I think the Kennedy thing coming on the heels of Meet the Press, it's ironic. You and I were talking about this morning, and it's the very thing McGrory picked up that looks bad by comparison. And the more Kennedy gets out front, the worse Muskie looks. The more appealing Kennedy looks to the Democrats, he could make, by comparison, he could make Muskie look like a very dull, uninspiring, indecisive fellow. Maybe more of an asset to us. I kind of like the idea of building him up and keeping him controversial and keeping him.
That's right. For that reason, attacking him.
Oh, exactly. The more we
up.
Sure. The more we
I
attack
think Gilbert,
him.
Gilbert's like to see this whole thing, you think?
He will see this?
He'll see the opening, Gilbert.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Gilbert's going to go for the jugular. He always does.
Yeah, and McGrory makes that point. She's really done quite an interesting analysis. Humphrey is threatening to knock a wheel off the Muskie bandwagon in Florida. And Muskie, as he displayed amply on a weekend television offense, and Meet the Press, is not the happy warrior. He's making that comparison. Bob Dole is giving a major speech. We're writing it for him on the whole DM coup, how we got into the war, the management of the Democrats, and how they're now. Trying to make points.
Let's hit the war issue awfully hard. I just hang it right around the neck. They're the war party.
Well, we're gonna start some things going on that. Blair's got a speech this weekend. He's been doing that very well. I think he could make some news of it. And we'll try to do it with a big splash two or three times and see if we can't get them back on the defensive a little bit. They've had their fun for the last few weeks as they've all been jumping into the campaign, and that's to be expected. That's news when they do it, but we just may turn the tables on that one.
Right.
Not too unhappy seeing him get out on them. Well, I had one other little interesting tidbit. I got to Jay Lovestown today.
How's he doing?
Well, he's doing fine. He says he's slowly, he's taking it easy. He's here now. You know, he's got his people in town, so he's back for a few days with him. But I got Jay all exercised over the space shuttle and told him that, you know, the AFL just couldn't take this lying down. It was like the SST and it's jobs. After all, Humphrey was right out front on it now. They'd have to get in there and fight for the space shuttle. Of course, I'd love that because Muskie's on the wrong side of that one.
Mm-hmm.
Let them line up behind Hubert and fight for it. Of course, Jay is all for it. He's going to talk to me tomorrow and let them get their people exercised. But that's the way to divide them. You know, get them backing one Democrat.
Sure.
Nailing another one. I think that'll
good.
Work.
Good. Well, the main thing we want to do is to keep close to Fitz and Brennan.
Well, those two fellows, we're just in great shape. Someday can fill you in fully.
Not happy with the pay board, but otherwise, all right.
Well, Fitz is very unhappy to stay here.
Just don't tell him to stay on.
Oh, he won't get... He really stepped in this weekend and tried to help us with the duck trip. He was marvelous. Couldn't control Bridges. Or Bridges got reversed by his own executive.
Can I try?
But Fitz will... Anything that will help us work with that, just kind of Fitz right down the line. He'll stay with the Bay Boys. His deficit.
He's got to let the Bay Boys under any circumstances.
No, that's one place where Schultz and I have discussed that, and we're in total accord on that. We've got to be very careful of that. At the moment, is very, very important. I think this West Coast tax strike, Mr. President, I just sent you a memo tonight on this, is very important. You know, this is a little bit on a smaller scale like the Mena film. Bridges is a natural enemy. He's blocking the public interest. For his selfish goals,
we gotta fight him.
And I just think we want to get way out on this one and let you be the.
Well, I had Schultz today and I said that we had to do that. And he said, he said we couldn't do it till Monday. Said, just do it. You've got to be ready to hit it at the right time. Friday.
Yes, I took him up to Friday. I've been pushing him on that fast before the thing. Before a political backlash develops, let us get out front. Have you a little bit angry that, by God, the Congress hasn't acted on your legislation for 2 years, and you're not going to let these few people stand in the way of all the people of the West Coast and all the farmers? And it's like you were saying, Conley was talking about. This is one of those cases where, you go after somebody like that, and you're on the side of the vast majority of people. Exactly. And strikes on property, you know, and they had a hell of a time. They run strikes. You know, it really hurt the farmers. So. This is a good one to go. I've sent you
two passes.
Well, he agrees with me completely, and he also agrees on getting you out front on this one, because this is one of those, it's the meany thing in a smaller scale, but
right.
It gives us one of those opportunities we want to see.
Yeah.
But we'll keep our boys on the hill charged, and I think...
Well,
I think we got a point or two in, and we'll keep. We've got Scott being briefed for Sunday, and he's going in. Dole's on the Today Show Friday, and he's going to hit it. And I've talked to the Vice President about getting him on one of the talk shows. Goldwater's now back in town. I've got a. Well, I think we can get Barry on. He especially with the conservatives, we think politically, he can. He's got a cause now to go on and talk about.
We're coming out to hire him.
Oh, he's very happy over that. But he's back, and I'll get him cranked into this. I think between Bill and Scott and Barry and House guys are just great.
House guys.
Yeah, they'll do anything. They don't get the coverage, but. We'll keep after them and see if we can't get a little momentum on our side. But,
okay.
Thank you, sir.